With just a day remaining to the start of the 2012 Olympic Games in London, the Czech House is getting ready to receive its first visitors. Located in the trendy area of Islington, the Czech House will offer a series of programs including concerts, exhibits and film screenings, as well as opportunities to meet some of the Czech athletes competing in the Games. But even before the Games begin, the venue is already drawing crowds of people who come to see one of the most original artifacts dedicated to the 2012 Olympics, a red double-decker bus doing push-ups. Jan Richter reports from London.
The London Booster, a 1957 red double-decker bus fitted with giant hydraulic arms, is doing push-ups in front of the Czech House in Islington. Since its installation on Monday, the ingenious sculpture has become a huge hit with Londoners and visitors to the Games alike. I asked some of the people who stopped to take a look about what they made of it.
Interesting, very interesting. We haven't seen anything like it before, it's very good.
I think it's amazing, actually. It's sort of like a really good complement to the UK buses, but nice, quirky thing. I like it. It's good.
It's so amazing. Just came to see for my boy. He saw it on the news yesterday. Yeah, so I just brought him to come and watch it.
How do you like the bus?
It's brilliant because I like the hand when it goes up and down.
The creator of the London Booster, Czech artist David Černý, says he wanted to poke a little fun at the Games and sports in general.
I thought that it would be funny to make a little bit irony out of the iron pumping. I don't really want to explain everything. That's why I'm not a writer and I'm not a comedian. I'm a sculptor. So I have a nice right to say nothing about what I meant. I can be just silent, and I can actually show you how is it to be silent.
That was a very nice sample, thank you very much. Are you surprised by the overwhelmingly positive reactions to it?
I think that Marcel Duchamp said they can even talk about you in a good way, and most important, they're talking about you.
And people in London are definitely talking about David Černý and his latest creation, to the delight of the Czech Olympic Committee, which hopes that the Pushing Up London Booster will bring people inside the Czech House as well. Some of the programs were put together by the Czech Centre in London, an organization affiliated with the country's foreign ministry promoting Czech arts and culture. The head of the Czech Centre, Ladislav Plimfil, says the Czechs have done well in the international competition among the various nations' Olympic presence in London.
There is a natural competition for similar audiences. I mean, you would like to get tourists and Londoners in, so you are trying to offer programs that are just quality culture entertainment that even people who are not interested in the Games would come and see, film screenings and concerts and visual arts and so on. But I think the Czechs are smart in conceiving the house as a place where you also support the sports, where you meet the Czech sportsmen, a place that offers a huge program rich in technology and audio-video media programs. I think the experience of the Czech House is going to be very, very unique.
The Czech House in Islington will be officially launched by President Václav Klaus on Friday noon, just hours before the Olympic flame for the 2012 Games in London is lit.
Jan Richter there reporting from Islington, London, England.